Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. Well, here we go again. And that was the text I received from my sister last night as she was watching the debate. She at her house and me at mine, we kind of did it together, and we texted back and forth about the absurdities of the comments and the direction the political party of the Democrats are going. They can't be any more socialist, I don't believe. My sis got angry over the so-called reproductive rights, abortion. She says, how can they say murder is okay, that it's a choice? Not one of those people on stage have what it takes to be a true leader of people, of free people. Giving people free stuff does not make a free people. In fact, it enslaves the people. We become dependent on them and lose your rights. You become dependent on them and you lose your rights. You need to understand that. Your right to choose, those that scream, choice, you need a choice, the woman has a choice, the man, that's gone, really. That's all a pretense. No longer a choice in caring for your health. No longer a freedom of speech. No longer free in your education. No longer free to protect you, your home, your way of life. No longer free to choose your occupation. Now you go, where are you going with that, Beth? Well, if you remember, it hasn't been that many years ago where they were talking about that in the high school, that they were going to help you choose your occupation. Not let you make the choice, but they were going to dictate, examine, evaluate what you need to do in life. We read a devotional each morning, and this is the one this morning that obviously it grabbed my mind, and sometimes it's, my mind should be pointing more at Beth than it is at other people. But giving the last two evenings and listening to what we listen to every day and day in and day out, I thought this was appropriate to share with you. I have something against the lying voices that noise our world. You've heard them. They tell you to swap your integrity for a new sale, to barter your convictions for an easy deal, to exchange your devotion for a quick thrill. They whisper, they woo, they taunt, they tantalize, they flirt, they flatter. Go ahead, it's okay. Don't worry. No one will know. Of course, you know, that comment I kind of had to chuckle at because they don't care anymore whether you know or not. The world rams at your door. Jesus taps at your door. The voices scream for your allegiance. Jesus softly, tenderly requests it. The world promises flashy pleasure. Jesus promises a quiet dinner with God. Which voice do you hear? In the Eye of the Storm from Max Lucado is where that came from. So last night on stage was Kamala Harris, Joe Biden, John Hickenlooper, Eric Swalwell, Bernie Sanders, Marianne Williamson, Andrew Yang, Keith Buttigieg, Kirsten Gillibrand, Michael Bennett. They don't want a wall. They don't want to detain any crossers. They want amnesty for everyone here. And you don't want any deportation. That's what the Democrat Party is talking about with immigration. So how did they qualify for the debate? First, It's supposed to have been 1%, only 1% or more in three polls, or to demonstrate campaign has been receiving dollars from 65,000 unique donors, plus had to have a minimum of 200 unique donors in 20 states. That doesn't seem too difficult, does it? Randomly selected, apparently, is what we're told as to which night they were on stage. The Socialist Dems campaign on emotions. They're wrong on about every turn. Don Jans will be here on July 4th, and we're going to have a special show discussing and explaining the difference between rights, real rights, constitutional rights, versus entitlements. The rights the politicians keep talking about are not rights. Emotional governing leads to a poor people, not a free people. Did you get that? Emotional governing leads to a poor people, not a free people. They're telling you free health care. It's a right. It's a right to have an abortion, and they call that health care. Free education, free college, free jobs, guaranteed salaries for all. Free education, free vacation, free child care, free housing, free, rights are free. These free things are never, ever, ever free. They say they are necessary. You have a right to this. It's necessary that we do this. Now, Benjamin Franklin says, necessity never made a good bargain. Necessity never made a good bargain. Necessity is the plea for every infringement on human freedom. It is the argument of tyrants. It is the creed of slaves. And that's by William Pitt. All the rights they speak of are never once mentioned in the U.S. Constitution or the Bill of Rights. However, the right to free speech is, and they want to regulate that. The right to carry a gun, only if you carry the gun they've approved and you've registered and you personally meet their qualifications. Those are rights you actually have that they want to restrict and eventually completely take away from you. The climax hoax. Both nights. Climate change. It's a threat. We only have 12 years to back this up. Not true. All a lie. It's all about taking your rights. Taking your property. Destroying jobs. And making you a social slave to government, to their great democracy, socialism. I have some comparisons here I wanted to share with you if I can find them. And we have talked about this before regarding socialism, regarding democracy. We were not designed to be a democracy, a democratic republic. A republic with some democratic policies. But we've kind of thrown the republic out, or they have. They've thrown the republic out, and now we are this mess. This chaos, which is what a democracy is. Mob rule. Socialism, liberalism, communism, Marxism, and fascism are all key components of America today. America's $200+ trillion in unfunded liabilities and debt more than gives America the title of being the greatest socialist nation on the face of the earth. That's why they say, we're not going to make America great. It wasn't that great to begin with. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. We do have open mic today. 877-895-5410, and we will be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
Get a two-pack of my pillow premiums for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or call 1-800-978-6168. Use promo code BethAnn.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America, using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC TalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We have our first caller for the day. We have Neil from Illinois. He wants to talk about democracy. Neil, how are you doing today?
Oh, I just thought I'd clarify what Aristotle called democracy. He is actually the founder of it, you know.
Okay.
He said that democracy, party of order, because there are so many of them.
Okay, we're having trouble hearing you. Can you say that again?
Democracy is the party of the order, because there are so many of them.
All right, your phone is cutting out, Neil, and I'm missing it. I wanted to hear you say it. The party of?
The poor.
The poor.
There are so many of them.
All right. And that is right, isn't it? And
yes,
they're making more and more of us poor. Good job.
The government that's making us poor.
Well, and that's those people we elected that have chose to do that, and they want to continue doing it. That's what the New Green Deal is all about. It's to take your property. It's to take your rights. It's to take to regulate the rest of your lives. And it's not about clean air. Not at all.
Absolutely not.
So I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Neil, thank you so much. Thank you. We have Tim from Michigan. Tim, how are you today?
This is Tom.
Oh, Tom, I'm sorry. That's my fault. Tom, how are you doing today?
Yeah, fine, thanks. And yourself?
I'm doing good. Thank you very much.
Good. I was watching the debates last night, and the night before. And the big topic that kept coming up was health care. And, you know, it's not health care. It's sick care or trauma care. You know, if they worried about health care, see, this is how they're destroying our language. You know, it's like, you know, it's like the Tower of Babel, you know, which later became Babylon, where, you know, it makes me wonder, is this being done to our country, you know, because we're not worthy of what we have, you know, that our land, you know. You know, I think it's Matthew chapter 12, but I could be wrong. It says, you know, in judgment, we're going to be accountable for every idle word. You know, when we say health care, you know, it's just, you know, and I don't know, maybe it's just me. It's just, you know, it's as if it gives me a headache.
No, it's not just you. It's not the care of your health that they're concerned with. And the reason we have gone down this road like we have is because we're human beings and it's human nature to get lazy, and we have done that, and we have forgotten where we're from, and that has been actually by design. They're taking the history out of the schools. They're not teaching the true history, the true Republic history of what happened during our Revolutionary War. They're not teaching integrity. They're not bringing up good citizens of the community, except for the community they want. And, you know, it's all by design, but you're absolutely right. We're not where we should be, and we haven't been for a long time. And, yes, they do mess with the language, and they change the meaning of the words, like sustainable. You know, when you sustainable development, what does that mean? The view sheds and the watersheds and all these things that they come up with in Agenda 21 and the Green New Deal. It's all about manipulating your mind, and we've allowed it to happen. And I appreciate it, Tom, though. I appreciate it. You're not wrong about health care.
Other thing, if I got a chance.
You got a chance.
You know, they're talking about the student debt. And, you know, personally, I believe that the student debt is a fraud where, you know, the banks were encouraged to make, you know, liar loans because they knew they were backed by the government. You know, they wouldn't loan somebody a student loan to go get some kind of a crazy degree in, you know, studying how fast a hamster can run in a wheel or something. But they will when it's guaranteed. And then they made it so the students themselves couldn't bankrupt out of it, even after the government already paid off the banks. And the thing is when they say, so, okay, I agree with them that the student debt is a fraud and it's bad, but, you know, what's the contract? How do they propose to deal with all these contracts? You know, to me, that would be interesting, you know, to know that they actually have a plan.
Well, I think the education expense, particularly college, and the healthcare expense, is something they don't really look at. They're not looking at why it costs so much. They're just saying, oh my gosh, it costs so much. We need to do something about it. But they're not checking out why. Why do these students in college have to take classes that have nothing to do with their majors? Why do they have to pay $300 for a book? You know that didn't cost that much. Why do they have to do that? Why do these colleges pay, you know, $250,000 to a speaker to come and speak to these kids? Where's all this money going? You know, I'm okay with paying the professors a good salary, but then the colleges build these buildings, and next thing you know, they build another building, and next thing you know, another, and they keep improving, and that's okay too. But the kids can't get jobs, and they can't get a living, and they can't pay off the debt.
And they're economic slaves then, you know, and you hear the stories about how, you know, people have been made economic slaves by the
why they're still living in the parents' basement.
And if they were able to bankrupt out of it, you know, that would cause the banks or whoever's lending them the money to, hey, wait a minute, you know, I don't think we need to do this. And that's, you know, that's called a free market.
You know, I read somewhere, and I wished I had that article. This was several years ago, but it was in the last 8 years because it's been a while I've been on the air, that the government is making like 30% on these loans. So they don't want to get rid of it. That's just a bunch of hooey. They're just talking. And healthcare, why does it cost so much? You know, why are they in such an uproar now that the president wants the hospitals to actually tell you what they're going to charge you for this and that? I mean, they're not looking into what the problem really is. And they created that problem, meaning they, as Congress.
If it was health care, I think they'd take the fluoride out of our water and, you know, a few things like that. You know, take it easy on the glyphosate, like the Roundup and things like that. Have truth in the
label. They're allowing lawsuits now. They're allowing lawsuits, but we'll see how that goes. I'm going to have to let you go, Tom. I've got some others holding. I appreciate your call. You have a great weekend. We have Joe from Arkansas. Joe, how are you today? Oh, we lost Joe. All right. Joe, call back. Well, I'm going to get back to my monologue because I had some points in there I wanted to make. The comparisons, and I read part of that before we went into that first break. It says here that America's $238 trillion unfunded liability in national debt was not created by government alone. Government's America's society of entitlements, donations, gifts, contributions, welfare, charity, missionary aid, relief, and nation building has fulfilled every fragment of the Communist Manifesto. The gentleman who sent this to me, I don't know who actually wrote this, it's coming from thelibertyzone.com. But what they're saying is that we're already a socialist nation. Just by the entitlements and the things. But we haven't quite got there yet. We haven't quite arrived. So the Democrat socialists like Bernie Sanders, who is all out now, he might as well just say I'm a communist and get over with it. He didn't do well last night because he just looked like an angry man. He was just angry. And nothing he says is correct. It's not going to happen like that, Bernie, and you know it's not going to happen like that. Yeah, you're going to pay more in taxes, but you're getting free health care, so it's all going to balance out. No, it's not. These are the same people, you know, the night before, when one of them suggested that the President of the United States force doctors to go to the border. Don't take the military down there. But you need to force the doctors of this nation to go to the border and take care of the babies. In politics, nothing happens by accident. If it happens, it was planned that way. That's coming from the president, Franklin D. Roosevelt. You know, the original Green Deal. Wasn't so green, was it? You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. We have open mic. The topic is the debate, but we'll talk about a few other things if you want to. Depends if I'm in the mood. 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. You know I don't deny you very often. And we will be right back. Founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs
for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Sustainable development or sustainable freedom? We cannot have both. Henry Land, the founder and executive president of Freedom 21, put together a unique booklet explaining Agenda 21 and the true agenda behind it. Learn the new language and what it means to you and your community. Agenda 21 is a UN project for America and across the globe. Freedom as we know it will end when Agenda 21 is implemented to us and on this land we call Free America. Control of land, rivers, food, roads, highways. Rewilding America. Agenda 21 rules and regulations will end private land ownership as well as private land use. Read and study this booklet to learn why smart growth is anything but smart. Henry doesn't just tell us the bad stuff. He has a plan for fighting and stopping the takedown of America. Order now. Send $7.50 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. It's sustainable freedom for me. Send $7.50 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists, yet as a nation we idly sit by allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7, or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20, or a wristband for $5, with two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I don't know if these quotes do anything for you or mean anything to you, but by golly, they do for me, so I'm going to share them anyway. This one is, America is like a healthy body and its resistance is threefold. I wouldn't call us healthy anymore. It's patriotism, it's morality, and it's spiritual life. If we can undermine these three areas, America will collapse from within. Now you stop and think. Patriotism. Donald Trump has dirty mouth when he says he's a nationalist. What does that mean? That doesn't mean he's a racist. It means he's for making America great again. It means he's for America. The United States of America. And morality. They have redefined morality, or they're trying to. They call what's evil good and what is good evil. Murdering a baby is that woman's choice. It's her body. How many times did Swalwell say that last night? I believe it's her body, it's her choice. As Shannon Bream was trying to question him about
the third semester in a pregnancy. Trimester, I'm sorry. Semester, trimester. Been a long time. My baby's 35. It's been a long time. So, then the spiritual life. Where are we today in our spiritual lives? What was it Obama said? These people, meaning us deplorables, you know, us in the flyover states, rural America. We cling to God and our guns. That was Joseph Stalin. Well, here's something else. The American people will never knowingly adopt socialism. Oh my gosh, I wish that was true. But under the name of liberalism, they will adopt every fragment of the socialist nation without knowing how it happened. And that was Norman Thomas. He ran for the president of the United States under the Socialist Party for many, many years. Franklin Roosevelt, I already read that one. But here's one from Thomas Jefferson. Single acts of tyranny may be ascribed to the accidental opinion of a day, but a series of oppressions pursued unalterably through every change of ministers too plainly proves a deliberate, systematic plan of reducing us to slavery. Free stuff does not make a free people. That was my quote. The one before that was Thomas Jefferson. We're going to go to Neil in Missouri. Neil, how are you today?
Oh, doing all right. I was just calling to address this issue about the changing, how they're changing the words to mess up people's minds. You know, that's right out of George Orwell's 1984. And what I can't, you know, emphasize enough, it's that people need to get not only a dictionary, but every dictionary for every field in which they're involved. Like if you're a minister, you need the Bible dictionary, the Strong's Concordance. If you're dealing in law, then you need not only the law dictionary. This is where people mess up. They'll go to Black's Law Dictionary, which you use in every courthouse in the country, and they'll get a definition. But if they're dealing with cases that date back in the, you know, 17, 18, 1900s, they need the law dictionary that was in use at that time, because they are changing the definitions in the law dictionaries. So that when you read a case from, like, you know, 1850, and the words in that case don't seem to make sense in modern day context, and you look up the word in the modern, you know, the most current, I think it's 10th edition of a Black's Law Dictionary, it's not going to make sense, and it's going to seem like it's that the opinion of the Supreme Court's wrong. But if you go back and use the dictionary in use at that time that opinion was written, then their opinion will make sense to you.
Well, that makes sense. You know, I think mine's the 8th, but I'd have to look at it again, my Black Law Dictionary. We'll look at it when we're on the break. We can't see it in here. It's on my other, it's on the bookshelf behind my desk. But that makes sense to have one. How do you get one for, they're expensive little dudes. How do you get one for every year that they were put out, or every edition? Not you.
I would admit, I don't know that they're just, I know they're not generally available anymore. Like, you can't go into a bookstore, or I doubt seriously that
maybe
you need
a library that might have them.
West Publishing Company publishes the law dictionaries, but I don't think you can go back and get the older editions. They only have whatever's left from the last edition that they'll sell, and then the current editions. You would probably have
my
to go
new,
online. You know,
I bought my
online
new,
and
go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I said you have to get online probably and start hunting for them.
Okay, I bought mine new, and I got a bargain on it. It was $50. I think they were actually selling them for $70. And
right.
But I think you're right, and I think we need, you know, we laugh at some of the old dictionaries we've got and how yellow the pages are, but I think we should keep them. I don't think you should pitch them. And
any means don't pitch your old dictionaries, because, like I said, they're changing the language by changing the definitions of the words being used. And if you're dealing in law, be sure anything involved with the law, you get to make them give you the statute number, you know, or whatever it is they're relying on to tell you you can't, you know.
Okay.
When the government comes to you and tells you thou shalt or thou shalt not, you know, You need to get it in writing and know what they're citing, what they're quoting. And then you go back and read it. And not only that, you read the definitions used in that statute. Give you a perfect example, which is personal property tax, okay? The definition used in the statute is not the definition you will find in any law dictionary. Okay? The definition you're using is a subset of personal property. Personal property is defined in Black's Law Dictionary as anything that a person can own other than realty. And realty is land and its fixtures, okay? So anything other than that is considered personal property. But if you go to their statutory definition, and there's at least three in Missouri dealing with taxes, and they all define personal property the same way. It's property which is held for or used for business purposes. Okay? So if the item they're claiming you owe a tax on is not being used for business purposes, in other words, it's not used to make you income, then it's not personal property under their statute, and they can't require you to pay a tax on it.
Okay. Okay. Well,
so...
Well, I know that you're absolutely right, and we knew this, you know, well, you knew it way before then, but when they started putting out things like Agenda 21, we knew right then that they were changing the language, and you've got to be careful. So I'm going to let you go because I have another caller holding, and I want to get to him real quick. I appreciate it, Neil. Have a great weekend. We're going to go to Joe in Arkansas. Joe, how are you doing today?
Actually, I'm doing pretty well, Beth Ann, because I have some paintings in a gallery in Kingston, Arkansas, a little town east of here. And I got word from them this week that they sold one of my paintings. So
awesome. Congratulations.
Going out in the country, that makes me feel really good.
Yeah,
how are you,
Beth? You deserve that. Congratulations. And you can visit his website by going to mine. He's on there. You can go see what Joe's got. He's an awesome artist. Joe, what?
Thank you very much.
Been watching these? You're welcome. What did you watch the debates?
I did not. No, I heard about them. But what I wanted to comment on was Bernie Sanders has been saying over and over and over, and I suppose there's a lot of people supporting him on this, unfortunately. He's been saying that health care is a human right, and he wants to give everybody health care. And I think that's wrong, and I wanted to say why I disagree with him, what rights we really should have. Now, health care, as I see it, is a service provided by people that are skilled and knowledgeable in health care, and you do not have a right to have them deal with you and treat you, but what you do should have a right to is go to any of them that you want and make the best deal you can and to get whatever services they're offering. You should have the right to do that.
We're headed into a break. Yeah. Can you hold? Because I really want to talk about that, okay? If you can hold for me, I'd appreciate that. We're going into a break. It is Open Mic Friday. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. That's 877-895-5410. Hopefully we can give each other some encouragement to get through the weekend, and we will be right back. When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home. Keep your food fresh and save money with VacuPack. Don't just wrap it, vacuum pack it. Tom Dolder of the Professional Marketing Group offers superior vacuum sealers. Their signature unit, VacuPack Elite, has proven the test of time and will outlast and outperform similar units on the market today. Store items such as coins, collectibles, pictures, silver, or copper with no tarnish, no freezer burn, no moldy cheese. Lessen your food waste by 90%. VacuPack protects your food and items from oxidation, mold, and freezer burn. Every unit they
sell has an in-house warranty. Plus, Tom offers repair servicing and all accessories. Their motto, if we can't fix it, we don't sell it. Tom Dolder has been providing the best vacuum sealers in the industry for many years. Give Tom a call at 1-800-227-3769 and visit his website, vacupack.com. That's VACUPack.com. Don't just wrap it, vacuum pack it. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the range. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. So we're going into the break. We were visiting with Joe from Arkansas, and I asked him to hang on because I wanted him to be able to give his point, because I thought it was a really good point about the health care being right and free and all that good stuff. So, Joe, I'm going to let you explain that again, because the music was starting to play when you were telling it. That's my fault. And I'm sorry for that. But let's talk about that again.
Yeah, so I think what we should have a right to in healthcare is we should have a right to go to any healthcare practitioner we want and make the best deal we can get with them, you know, and we should have a right not to have to participate in government socialist controlled healthcare if we don't want to. And another right we should have is anyone that wants to be a healthcare practitioner should be able to hang out their shingle and get into practice. And as long as they don't fraudulently claim something in regards to their qualifications or what they can accomplish or so on like that, as long as they don't make any fraudulent and false claims, you know, they should have a right to set up in business as a healthcare practitioner. And then we should have a right to choose amongst whoever we want, you know, taking in mind who has a good reputation, good qualifications, went to a good school, and so on and so on and so on. And the government shouldn't be able to restrict them, things like that. And also what we should have a right to is to use whatever sort of treatment is mutually agreeable between us and our healthcare practitioner without the government saying, you know, that we're not allowed to use that kind of treatment. You know, whatever is mutually agreeable between you and your healthcare practitioner, you should have the natural right and freedom to use that kind of treatment. And so those are the things we really should have a right to in healthcare. You know, like I say, you don't have a right to the services of somebody that's skilled and educated in healthcare. You have a right to go to them and try to make the best deal you can to get the services you want. And if Americans would keep in mind that those are the real natural rights and freedoms we should have in regards to healthcare, and not this phony, you know, government-controlled socialist healthcare that Bernie Sanders says you have a right to, you know, if Americans would demand the real natural rights and freedoms that they ought to have in healthcare, you know, then they would get the best and most affordable healthcare in the world.
Well, I agree with you. You know, they pick and choose. And that's one reason that several, many, many years back, I quit giving to the American Cancer Society because they refused to check into anything that was alternative. You know, it's all got to be about the chemotherapies and the radiations and the new drugs and all that. And they weren't looking into alternative methods of curing cancer, and that upset me because I think there is some legitimacy in alternate, and I think it should be a choice of the people, but your insurance, you know, won't cover it, and it won't be any different with socialized medicine. The government's going to tell you what you can and cannot do and whether you're even in good enough health to try to revive. And so it's not free. It's enslaving the people. And I appreciate it, Joe. I appreciate your comments and your intellect on some of that. Appreciate it so very much.
Oh, thank you very much, Beth.
You're welcome. You have a great weekend. And congratulations on your sale. That's awesome. Pretty excited about
that. Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah, it's always great when that happens.
It is. Thank you. I want to get back here. We're just about out of time. And as I was saying, what they're telling you on these stages, and you'll find it to be the same. I don't know who's going to run. They've got one guy up running, I think, against the president. I forgot his name now. He came out a while back. But I don't know who will be on stage on the Republican side if anybody runs against the president. You may not like everything that President Donald Trump is doing or like the way he's doing it or like the way he tweets. By the way, I'm going to talk about that just a second. But I do believe that he's trying to bring this nation back out of this socialistic cloud that we're in. But it's really up to you. It's really up to the people. We've allowed this to happen. We've been asleep at the helm. You're supposed to be the ones in charge as a republic. We lost a couple of things in the Supreme Court, and I'll talk about that. I think we'll talk about that more in depth next week. But it's discerning to me. And, of course, we've known that Roberts is not a conservative. I don't know why they keep calling him a conservative, because he's not. This is something that the United States was known for and why people wanted to come here to own land. That's why they came, to own land. You know, they talk about these people at the border that are come across here illegally, but when they came legally many, 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 many years ago, before my time, they went to Ellis Island. Why were they on Ellis Island? Because they had to go through, they had to be examined. We had to know they weren't bringing in diseases or sickness. We had to know who they were and what they were doing and what they wanted to do. They separated families, by the way. But they got back together. This is a quote that I have brought to you several times. It's from Sir William Blackstone about private property in the United States. Something that's lost. Something that you will hear the socialists talk against. The government should own all the land, and you're just going to be serfs on the property. And basically, that's what we've become because we have ignored things, as Neil has reminded us over and over again. So great, moreover, is the regard of the law for private property that it will not authorize the least violation of it, not even for, and I love this, the general good of the whole community. And that was written 200 years ago. The whole community. Another one of the lies. It's the best for the community. Thomas Jefferson said, "We are not afraid to follow truth wherever it may lead, not to tolerate any error so long as reason is left free to combat it." Are you? Are you afraid to follow truth? I almost feel we are. And Thomas Paine said, "Whatever is necessary or proper to be done must be done immediately. We must rise vigorously upon the evil, or it will rise upon us." a show of spirit will grow into real spirit. I should have had that quote out when we were talking at the first of the year to beat the storm. When you witnessed these debates the last two nights, what you saw was evil. They were all evil, ready to kill unborn children for the sake of choice. I didn't get into Trump and his tweeting and Google, but we will. We'll do that next week because it's very important that you understand they're going to control the traffic on the socialized, on social media, socialized media. That's exactly what it is. Social media controlling who gets their voice out. We don't need Russia, do we? We have fake news and socialized media here in the United States. But it is time that you followed the truth and the spirit to bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business. Grow common sense. And together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to Beth at csctalkradio.com.
There's nothing wrong with global communication. After all, high tech has made our world seem smaller, but now we hear terms such as global governance. Henry Lamb's book, A Short Course in Global Governance, is a clear education, indeed, regarding the importance of knowing and understanding global governance. Do you believe the UN should have power over the United States or any other nation? With global governance, there is no sovereign United States of America. Read firsthand and learn the true agenda of global governance. America says, private property shall not be taken for public use without just compensation. However, global governance says private ownership of land contributes to social injustice. Public control of land use is indispensable. Learn more now. A short course in global governance is only $7.50. Visit our online store at csctalkradio.com or send $7.50 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018 for your A Short Course in Global Governance.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide. From precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.